The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation from Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Fear Man, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, Episode 1.
Well, that was quite an adventure aboard the Solar Express, wouldn't you say, Jen?
It was interesting, I suppose.
That's one word for it.
You had a different thought, Mina?
Oh, not really. I suppose I thought...
Mina? Is something on your mind?
I don't know. I just feel kind of drained, I guess. I think I just need some rest.
Then maybe you should get some.
Well, I plan to. But first, I wanted to have a look at Ai, see if I can repair him.
It's been weird without having him around.
You mean peaceful, don't you, Jen?
Ai has feelings, you know? He's not just your average robot.
You're quite right, Mina. Ai is a unique device.
You know, Jen, you haven't been traveling with us that long. You know very little about us.
Well, I know that, Mina. I didn't mean to... I was just trying to say... Look, I'm sorry if I overstepped.
No, just forget it. I'll see you both in the morning, okay?
Hey, Mina, hang on there. Is everything okay?
Like I said, I'm tired. I'll take a look at Ai, and then I think I'll try to get some sleep. That is, if we can avoid any more misadventures for one day. Does that sound good to you, Doctor? Can you just stay out of trouble for 12 hours? That'd be awesome.
I'll put the TARDIS into drift mode. That way we'll have a bit of rest before our next stop. And who knows, maybe we'll find that beach Jen's been waiting for. We could all do with a change of pace, huh?
Whatever you two want, I suppose. Good night.
Good night, Mina.
Yeah. Good night.
I don't know her very well, but I think Mina is not herself today.
You noticed that too, huh, Jen?
Yes, I did. You can tell me if you think I'm imagining things, but... do you think maybe Mina is a bit jealous?
Jealous? Of what? Whatever do you mean?
Well, maybe it's me being paranoid, but I keep thinking maybe Mina feels threatened by me. You and I seem to have hit it off pretty well since I came aboard the TARDIS. We seem to have a few laughs. And Mina, well, she doesn't seem to be having much fun. And I've noticed these looks she gives when you and I find something amusing. Like she doesn't totally approve.
Oh, you just have to overlook her. She comes from a very militaristic race, and they do tend to take things much more seriously than the rest of us.
I gathered that, but it feels like more than that, to be honest.
I'm sure it's all your imagination, Jen. Mina is, well, Mina. She takes a bit of getting used to, you know?
Don't we all? But tell me, Doctor, have you ever heard of women's intuition?
I have heard of that, yes. Are you saying you're having a bout of women's intuition now?
You could say that. And my intuition says Amina is jealous of me.
Has she got any reason to be jealous of you, Jen?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you two have traveled together for a long time, yes?
A few years now, sure.
And then here I come along, a stranger to you guys, and I sort of change the dynamic within the crew.
Well, that's one way to put it, I suppose, but I'd like to think you've just added to the dynamic we already have. I mean, I like you, Jen. You're laid back and pretty easygoing. You're enthusiastic about our adventures. You laugh at my jokes. That always helps. You don't argue with me. I just can't see where there would be any problems.
Oh, of course there are no problems between you and I. But what about Mina? Maybe she doesn't see it the same way.
Oh, you think maybe she feels like a fifth wheel?
It is possible, yes.
Well, then, maybe I should have a word with her.
I think that might be a good idea.
I'll do that now, shall I?
If you think the timing is best.
Ah, yeah, timing. That's honestly never been my strong suit. Considering I'm a Time Lord, you'd think I'd be an expert, but my timing with people sometimes a little off. Yeah.
Then maybe leave it till morning. A fresh start might do us all good.
Good point. I'll bear it in mind. In the meantime, I suppose I should get some rest.
Maybe we all should.
Yeah. That sounds like a plan. Yes, I'll probably turn in for the night in a bit. First, I wanted to take a look at the scanner and just see where we are in space. Helps me relax before sleeping.
Oh, I see what you mean. Great idea. Maybe I'll join you for a few minutes.
Sure, if you like. Well, that's odd.
What a weird-looking nebula. Assuming that's what it is, what do you think, Doctor?
It just looks like some sort of gas cloud to me.
We seem to be about to pass through it. I don't suppose it will have any adverse effect on the TARDIS, will it?
Nah, I doubt it. Looks harmless enough. Oh well, off to bed. What do you say?
Sounds like a plan to me. I think my batteries are quite run down. So, I'll head off to my room. And wish you a good night, Doctor.
Good night, Jen. Sleep well.
You betcha. Don't stay up too late now.
Oh, don't you worry about it. I don't need as much sleep as most people.
Whatever you say. Good night.
Yeah, off to bed, Doctor. Tomorrow is another day.
Decided to fix me?
Thought I should before bed, so. Hey, you feeling okay now?
Much better than I was. Still, wrong voice, though.
Sorry about that, I have no idea how to reset you back to defaults. At least not yet. but we'll figure it out.
No, never mind. It hardly matters, I suppose. At least I'm in one piece. Are you all right, Nina? You look a bit down tonight.
Oh, no. No, I wouldn't say that. I'm a bit tired, that's all.
Hey, you can't kid a kidder. I know you. Something's up. Want to talk about it?
Oh, it's really nothing. It's fine.
It doesn't sound like nothing. Go on, tell me about it.
Well, honestly, it's just silly.
The doc has done something, hasn't he? What's the silly old beggar been up to now, eh?
Nothing, no. I mean, I guess I just... If I'm honest, I sometimes feel like a fifth wheel just lately.
You feel like a fifth wheel? I've been feeling that way for ages.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't be so selfish.
No, no, that's nonsense. Explain it all to me. Why do you feel this way?
It's just... the doctor and Jen. Like... they seem so close, you know? Instantly close. I mean, it seems to have happened so fast.
What has happened? What exactly are we talking about?
Well, I guess I didn't expect the doctor to hit it off so well with her. So quickly. But they seem like... I don't know. The best of friends.
And that's bad?
Not really. No, not at all, in fact. It's only natural. I mean, she's the new person aboard the TARDIS. I've been here for years now. It's only natural that they should hit it off. It's not like he hasn't taken to others in the past. I mean, Taya traveled with us for a while, and they got on very well. I didn't have a problem with that relationship, so... why am I having such a problem with this one?
What do you mean? In what way are you having a hard time with this one, Mina?
It's probably nothing. I'm being silly, I know. I mean, the doctor has just recently regenerated, Jen is new. It makes sense that things would change. I guess I'm just not ready for things to change quite so much.
We're not talking about romantic stuff, are we? Because I don't think I could handle a love triangle aboard ship. Or at all, for that matter. And the doc, he's hardly the romantic type.
No, it's not like that. At least, I mean, I've never seen the doctor in a romantic light. He's more like a big brother or an uncle you're fond of. At least, to me.
Do you think Jen may see the doc in a different light?
Well, I'm not sure how Jen feels about him. I mean, they do seem to share the same sense of humor. They do seem to enjoy many of the same things. They talk a lot. They spend a lot of time together. I mean, he seems to explain things more to her. Like, not mansplain, just explain things and where it makes sense. So.
Maybe she's just stupid then. Maybe he has to explain things to her a bit more if she's thick.
No, honestly, that is not a very nice thing to say. No. I didn't mean that at all. Jen is a perfectly nice person and very intelligent. And I've been around for a while, so I'm used to having adventures and stuff. You know? I'm just not used to the doctor paying someone else more attention than he does to me. See? I told you it was silly. Never mind. Just forget I said anything.
Anything you feel is not silly, Mina. You have a right to your feelings, no matter how irrational they may be.
So, you think I'm being irrational? Awesome.
Oh, no. I didn't mean that exactly.
Well, you said it, so you must mean it. Shouldn't have bothered saying anything.
Not irrational, perhaps more emotional.
So, you're saying I'm just being a typical emotional female. Is that it, I? Wow. How rude.
No, I didn't say that either, Mina. But you are being a bit unreasonable at the moment, you know.
So, I'm emotional, irrational, and unreasonable, I? Wow. Well, thanks a lot. You know, forget it. I shouldn't have bothered saying anything. Just forget it, then. I think I'll just go to bed.
Now, hang on a minute. I didn't mean me and...
No! No, you know what? Never mind. I'll just deal with my problems my own way. Good night. And by the way, you're welcome for fixing you. Because nobody else was going to do it.
Oh, wait. Mina!
Good night, I.
Oh, you silly old robot. You've gone and hurt her feelings. Gah!
And now I'm crying. This isn't me. I'm being so silly. Just ridiculous. Why am I being so emotional? And why am I talking to myself? Just go to sleep, Mina. It'll all look better in the morning.
Poor old Mina. So clueless. She just doesn't get it that she's just not as much fun as you, Jen.
But she could never be as much fun as me, Doctor. She's a boring old soldier girl. And I'm adventurous and exciting. I'm the best companion ever.
Yes, you are, Jen. Mina is just a drag.
And don't forget emotional. Mina is boring, emotional, and irrational.
That's a good point, I.
A very good point. Now, aren't I the best companion ever?
Oh, you sure are, Jen.
And maybe it's time Mina left the TARDIS. She's just in the way now. A fifth wheel.
And that's one too many.
That's right. She is a fifth wheel. She simply isn't needed.
If you guys really think that, then I'll happily leave the TARDIS. I'll leave you to it. If you'll be happier without me.
Oh, they will, Mina. I can assure you.
The Master. It's you.
See, Mina? You should have come with me after all when I offered you the chance on the planet Heim. We could be having the time of our lives.
This seems so wrong. I don't know.
But you being on the TARDIS is wrong. They hate you. Why not come with me? We could have loads of fun.
That seems so wrong.
Ah, we could get rich. We could travel the universe. I could show you so many amazing things.
But the Doctor is my friend.
Is he really? Are you sure? Look at them. They don't need you.
We should go to the beach, Doctor. Wouldn't that be fun?
Just you and me at the beach, Jen? Yes, that would be fun.
But we'd have to lose Mina somehow, so we could go alone.
Yes, what a good idea.
No, this is not right. It can't be right. The doctor would never abandon me.
Oh, you don't know him anymore. He's regenerated. He's a different man now.
Is he?
Of course he is. And he no longer needs you. So, why not abandon him?
Because...
Friends don't do that sort of thing.
Ah, but he has a new friend. He has Jen. And she is all he wants now.
I was here first.
Exactly, Mina. Exactly. And you should make sure she knows that. You should get rid of her. Make her suffer. Maybe even kill her.
But that's not who I am. I don't make people suffer, and I'm not a cold-blooded killer.
But she's making you suffer. So why not seek your revenge?
Because I'm not that kind of person.
Oh, very well. Perhaps you need someone to do it for you.
What?
Yes. Why not let me do it for you? Let me make her pay for how she's wronged you.
But why would you do that for me?
Oh, I like you, Mina. I want to be your friend. And as your friend, I would do anything for you. Like, make Jen pay with her life.
Wait. I don't know about this.
Oh, come on now. It's nothing at all. I'll just kill her for you, Mina.
No. No, please, no.
I don't recognize this place.
Jen. Jen and Pa. It is you, isn't it? Jen and Pa.
What? What is happening? Who is that? Where are you?
Here. In the shadows. In the dark. In the places where you cannot see, deep within your own mind.
What is going on?
Retribution. That's what is going on, Jen.
I don't understand.
Oh, but you will.
Stop it! Stop this! Who are you?
Don't you remember me, Jen? Think back to a time when you were younger. A time when you were frightened.
Frightened? You mean when I was a child?
Oh, you recall, do you? You remember the nights, the long and lonely nights in that orphanage when you were so alone in the dark?
No, it can't be. That was so long ago. I dealt with you. I had so many years of therapy. I banished you from my mind, from my thoughts. After so many years, I banished you from my nightmares.
Oh, but I am back. Yes, I am back. I am with you again.
You can't be.
Oh, but I can. Did you really expect you could escape from me? Did you really think you had banished me to the darkness? I come from the darkness, Jen. I am the darkness. And the darkness shall engulf you.
No. No!
You must give in to me, you know. I have outstretched my claws, and they have sunk so very deep within your mind, within your soul. I shall have your mind and your soul, Jen. And you shall never be free of me. Not this time. Not ever.
This just can't be happening again.
Oh, I can assure you, it is. There is no escape this time. Not this time. I am always with you now, even when you are awake. I will be there in the shadows, even when you feel safe. You are not. I am there, even in your most intimate moments.
No! I defeated you! I was free of you!
But no longer. I have returned for my revenge. Now, you will never be free of me, Jen. Never. Never free. You will never be free of me.
You have been listening to Doctor Who The Fear Man, Episode 1, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, which starred, in order of appearance, Paul Arbisi as the Doctor, Sally Wiggett as Jen, Tanya Milojevic as Mina, Shane Harris as I, Mark Kalita as the Master, and Kareem C. Cronfley as the Fear Man. The Doctor Who theme tune was remixed by Jonathan Patrick Russell, based on the original Doctor Who theme as composed by the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. The incidental music was provided by Firstcom. Post-production editor for this production was Lee James Sands. The sound designer, script editor, producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. Please note that this audio range is not intending to supersede or infringe any other existing copyright in relation to Doctor Who or its concepts and sounds, which remain property of the British Broadcasting Corporation. Thank you for listening. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com. And if you'd like to email us with any of your comments or questions, you may do so at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. The story, The Fear Man, was written and produced by Jonathan Patrick Russell. Remember, Dream Realm Enterprises is a not-for-profit organization. This is a labor of love. What we do for you, our fans. Thank you for your support. Join us next time for Episode 2 of this adventure, brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises and found at dreamrealmsite.com and other sources. Please share and enjoy.
You have been listening to a fan production for Dream Realm Enterprises. This is a not-for-profit program.